relationship. Assumption: there is a trade-off between substantive interests and a good relationship. Should I take the first step to improve the relationship, hoping the other person will reciprocate? Or should I wait and see what he does and respond accordingly? Assumption: reciprocity of some kind is a good guideline for how to treat people. The purpose of this book is to present better assumptions, better choices, and better answers. It continues a long-term concern for helping people deal with their shared and conflicting interests. A previous book, Getting to Yes, Negotiating Agreement Without Giving In, Houghton Mifflin, 1981, focused on the negotiation of particular transactions. We all know, however, that the outcome of a particular transaction depends not only on our negotiation skills. It also depends on our relationship with those with whom we are negotiating. This book will articulate some basic concepts that should help people establish and maintain the kind of relationship they need to get what they want. Pursue a working relationship. At the outset, we need to clarify what we mean by a good relationship. What each of us wants from a relationship varies greatly. But whether I hope through my relationship with you to gain love, money, security, or something else, we are bound to face conflicting interests, perceptions, and values. Differences are bound to arise, and we will not get what we want unless we can handle those differences. In each of our relationships, whether between individuals, businesses, religious groups, or governments, we should seek to establish and maintain those qualities that will make it a good working relationship, one that is able to deal well with differences. The proposition that this should be a goal for every relationship is discussed in Chapter 1. Separate the people from the problem. The severity of the differences between two individuals or between two governments tends to affect the way they interact. Unfortunately, when the differences are especially serious, such as those between the United States and the Soviet Union, the relationship tends to be especially poor and unable to handle them. If we want a relationship that can deal with serious differences, we have to improve the process itself, independent of the particular substantive problems involved. Relationship issues concern the way we deal with people, clearly or ambiguously, honestly or deceptively, logically or emotionally, and so forth. Substantive issues are those that might typically be included in an agreement. Such matters as money, dates, time, property, terms, and conditions. It seems best to work on the process of a relationship, how we deal with each other, independent of all substantive differences. Deal with both sets of problems, people problems, and substantive ones, but do not link them. This proposition is developed in Chapter 2. Be unconditionally constructive. On the premise that a valuable goal is a working relationship and that relationship issues can usefully be separated from substantive ones, Chapter 3 outlines a suggested method or strategy for building a problem-solving relationship. The method neither counts on others to follow our example, nor does it have us follow theirs. The advice, rather, is to be unconditionally constructive. This means that in a relationship with you, I should do those things and only those things that are both good for the relationship and good for me, whether or not you reciprocate. The balance of the book elaborates on this method, explaining how it applies to each of the qualities needed in a good working relationship. Each relationship is unique, but the basic qualities that make it possible for any relationship to deal easily and well with differences are not. The method of being unconditionally constructive in a relationship can be applied by governments, businesses, and individuals. It can help start a new relationship or improve an old one. And although these guidelines may be more relevant to a long-term relationship, they also apply to a one-time negotiation between strangers, where the relationship established in the first minute may well determine what kind of deal, if any, will be reached within the hour. Unless